And he really was encouraging people to be against Christians. He didn't like Christians at all. And he was there when Stephen was arrested. And Stephen was a man full of faith and loved God and was talking about Jesus and how people could become Christians. And the authorities didn't like that at all. And they covered their ears and they didn't listen to Stephen. And in fact, they decided they were going to stone him. And the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And so Saul was probably about late 20s, maybe at this age, maybe early 30s. And he was there giving approval to Stephen's death. And on that day, great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him, but Saul began to destroy the church, going from house to house and dragging men and women and putting them into prison. So Saul was against Christians. He wasn't encouraging them at all. In fact, he was the absolute opposite. But then many of you know the story on the way to Damascus. Saul was converted and he saw a great light and a word from God says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And Paul said, "Well, who are you, Lord?" And he then learnt that the Lord was the Jesus Christ, that he was persecuting the Christians. And well, in fact, they weren't called Christians at this stage. There were people talking about Jesus and how Jesus had died and had been resurrected. And Saul went to Damascus. And of course, there was a man that had been appeared by an angel named Ananias. And he ministered to Saul, and Saul became a Christian and soon after was baptized. And soon after that, he arose and he was with the disciples in that area, and he went to the synagogue and preached. So we know a little bit about Saul. As I said, he was about 30 years of age. He was born into a Jewish family in the city of Tarsus, and so he was a Jew. But because he was born in Tarsus, which was classed as a Roman free city, he was also granted the rights to be a Roman citizen. He had incredible Jewish teaching, and that's where he came from when he was persecuting the Christians, because he didn't think that Jesus was the Messiah. And He was with the disciples, and he went to the synagogue and he preached. And I always thought that when we read in Acts chapter 9, that he went straight from there to Jerusalem within a few days. It says after many days. But there's a verse in Galatians, and looking at some of the commentators that talk about this, it says that he went to Arabia, and Galatians chapter 1 verses 17 and 18, he appears that he'd gone from Damascus to Arabia, which was a neighbouring country, for 3 years. We don't hear anything about his life there apart from he must have been teaching the word and learning the word of God. He then came back to Damascus and the Jews conspired to kill him. And he was let down in a hole in the wall in a basket and escaped and went to Jerusalem, which is about 300 K away. So it was quite a trip to Jerusalem from Damascus. And he joined the disciples there. And we then see in Acts chapter... So I've just lost my spot here for a minute. Yes, and so he went to Jerusalem. He tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. They didn't believe he was really a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him. and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus Christ. And so he was accepted by the disciples because of Barnabas. And we find out a bit about Barnabas in Acts chapter 4 and verse 36. It tells us that Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. And so this chap Barnabas, Barney maybe he might have been called, I don't know. He might have been always referred to as Barnabas, but in the Bible it's referred to as Barnabas. He was the son of encouragement. And so he encouraged the disciples to listen to Paul and to accept Paul. So he's a really key person in the Bible because it was a real pivotal point. Of course, all the things that Paul went on to do was partially because of Barnabas and his son of encouragement and encouraging the disciples to accept Paul. So what's encouragement? Lots of encouragement. We like to encourage people, don't we? We like to be encouraged. We like to give hope. We like to give courage, to give confidence, to urge on, to give support. And of course, the Bible's full of encouragement. The Bible's full of hope. The Bible's full of giving us courage. The Bible's full of giving people confidence and support and urging us on for the Christian race. And of course, in life, we like to encourage, don't we? We like to be encouraged. We like to encourage our family. We like to encourage our friends, our fellow workers, people at school. We like to encourage children, particularly children, I think we like to encourage. You know, sort of, you know, take your first step, you know, encourage children to do well at school. And of course, we like to encourage sporting people, don't we? As a nation, many people like to encourage sporting, and of course we've got the Olympics coming up, and we'll be cheering for our person, we'll be urging our fellow Australians on from the sideline. We've got men's golf coming up next weekend. I might need a lot of encouragement, even just to hit the ball, let alone get it in the hole. Maybe I need to ask Ross and Steve for encouragement. And this morning I got up and I thought, well, what shirt am I going to wear? And this shirt was on the ironing pile. Encouragement about doing ironing. It finally got done. And encouragement to, excel in life, to be good at art or music or cooking. Encouraging teenagers to get out of bed. That's a real challenge, as many of us have experienced and probably hear about. And of course, Australians, we often like to support the underdog, don't we? We like to encourage the underdog. We like to encourage people to achieve and excel in life. And there's group encouragement and there's individual encouragement. And of course, there's many people in our church that are great encouragers. And the opportunity to encourage people. But we'd like to be encouraged ourselves, and we'll hear a little bit about that as well. In Acts, our next slide, in Acts chapter 11, verses 22 to 26. News of this, which was about the good news of Jesus Christ for the Gentiles, reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with their hearts. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. And so here we find Barnabas again really active and encouraging people in the word of the Lord. And in Acts chapter 15, verses 31 to 32, and in Romans also, we find lots of encouragement. And Acts chapter 15, Paul and Silas, Judas and Silas, gave much encouragement to strengthen the church. And the gifts of God in Romans chapter 12 tells us that just as each of us has one body with many members, all members do not have the same function. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him prophesy. If it's serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. And we can all do that, can't we? If it's contributing to the needs of others, let's do that. And so Romans 12 talks about leadership as well, and also doing governing. But the word that really sort of stuck out at me was, if it's encouraging, let him encourage. So we can all encourage, and that's one of the gifts that we can all have, encouraging each other in the Word of God, and of course in life generally as well. In 1 Thessalonians, therefore encourage one another to build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And in 2 Thessalonians, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and work. And in Hebrews chapter 10, therefore encourage one another to build each other up. Let us encourage each other to meet together. And it's great to meet together, and I really am encouraged by visitors who come to our church when they're on holidays. I mean, I think that's really incredible, isn't it? Because sometimes, you're away and you think, okay, I'd just like to do my own thing on holidays. But visitors who come to church is just fantastic, and that encourages us here at our local church. So well done to visitors, and we've seen lots of visitors over the last several weeks, which is just fantastic. And of course, we have the opportunity for Zoom. Some people are on Zoom this morning, which is just great. Hi, everyone on Zoom. And it's a great opportunity also to be on Zoom, to meet as part of our group. And but it's very important to meet together, because we can encourage each other as part of meeting together, which is just fantastic. And Paul in Macedonia and Greece spoke many words of encouragement in Acts chapter 20. And in Acts chapter 14, Barnabas preached the good news, strengthening and encouraged the Christians to remain true to the faith. And we might just hear a little bit more about that shortly. Well, Paul, as we talked about before, was persecuting the Christians. But he became a Christian, and we find that he was persecuted incredibly through his life. And so he was exposed to death again and again. Five times he received 39 lashes from the Jews, and because he was a Jew, he shouldn't have received those lashes. And he talks about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And three times he was beaten with rods from the Romans, but he was a Roman as well. But he suffered all this for Christ. He was very bold. He was courageous. He was stoned once, and he nearly died. Three times he was shipwrecked, including one day and one night in the sea. We only read about one shipwreck of Paul in the Bible, but he says here in 1 Corinthians 11, or 2 Corinthians 11, that there was three times he was shipwrecked. He was out and about encouraging Christians. He went on five missionary journeys, I think it was, and he was out doing that to encourage the Christians. He was constantly on the move. He was danger from bandits in the country and in the city. And I thought that was very interesting. He talks about even in the country, where we think it's a little bit more secure and perhaps a little bit safer, is that he was even in danger for bandits there. He had often gone without water, food, and sleep. He was taken into custody on numerous occasions, in prison three times for about 5 years in his life, and he was arrested at least five times. And so, what was his encouragement? His encouragement was in the Lord. But he was also encouraged very much by what he heard about how Christians were going. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 to 9, For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of God because of you? And so he was really encouraged because of the Christians and the growth of Christians and people's faith and how they were serving the Lord and how they were standing firm in the faith. And so even everything that Paul had gone through, he was encouraged by the Christians and hearing how they were going, which was really fantastic to hear how he was doing that. And then in Acts chapter 13, verses 15, after reading from the law and the prophets, the leaders of the synagogue sent a word to them, saying, "Brothers, if you have a word of exhortation, the people, please speak." And of course, we have that encouraging word that we've had this morning from people coming up, and we have every week. And there's words of encouragement. And so that's based on the Bible. Give words of encouragement to the people. And Philippians chapter 2, we have, I'll just read a couple of verses out of Philippians chapter 2. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and one purpose. And so Paul was really encouraged. We hear about Barnabas being the son of encouragement, and he paved the way for Paul to be the encourager of so many Christians and so many churches. And of course, Barnabas was on the journey with Paul for a long period of time, and went on a couple of missionary journeys with Paul. And then there was Paul and Silas, and we hear about Paul and Silas in prison on one of their missionary journeys. But he says here in Philippians chapter 2, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, think on these things. And so he goes on to say that your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, and Jesus being made in the human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But God has highly exalted him to the highest place and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So if you have any encouragement from being united in Christ. And so that's our encouragement today, because we're united in Christ. And so there's three things I'd like you to take away today. Firstly, the encouragement to become a Christian if you're not a Christian, to be united with Christ. As Jill said this morning about Joshua, Joshua said, "Choose today who you will serve." And so that's the most encouragement that I want to give anyone today who isn't a Christian, who hasn't accepted Jesus as their own personal Saviour, to choose today who you will serve, to encourage you to become a Christian, to encourage you, like it says in Philippians here, to be encouragement to be united with Christ. We sang this morning about Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in Christ. No turning back. And we heard before about keeping the faith. It's important to keep the faith in the journey. Paul kept the faith. Look at all those things that he went through, all the trials and the tribulations and the rejection and being thrown in prison and being shipwrecked because he was doing what Jesus wanted God and wanted him to do. But yet he kept the faith. He nearly died. And so when we think about some of the things that we go through, yes, we really have some hard times, don't we? And sometimes we think, how are we going to get over this? How are we going to get through this? How are we going to get through our health, the health of our family and friends? How are we going to get through work situations? How are we going to get through just general life situations, living from week to week? How are we going to do those things that we wanted to do but we haven't done? And so The most important thing, of course, is to keep the faith. Regardless of those things and trials and tribulations that are before us, is to keep the faith, just like Paul kept the faith. And the disciples and Barnabas preached to keep the faith. The second thing, so that's the first thing, if you're not a Christian, to be united with Christ. The second thing is to encourage to become a Barney. Be like Barnabas, son of encouragement, daughters of encouragement. Let's encourage each other. Let's encourage each other for prayer. I had a lot of encouragement in the prayer room this morning in regards to the message I was going to bring, so that I could get that message across, so that you could hear that message, so that you could take it with you to be encouraged in the Lord. Let us be sons and daughters of encouragement in life and our Christian walk and others' Christian walk. Let us encourage groups of people. Let us encourage individuals to remain true to the faith. And the third thing is encouragement to be a Paul, who in the midst of all those adversities and adversity, to have courage to step out and to keep going. The sufferings, he pressed on. No matter how tough it gets, he had the attitude of Christ Jesus, as we read in Philippians chapter 2. So three things: be united with Christ. Secondly, be a Barnabas. And thirdly, be a Paul. So as we go out this week, let's just take at least one of those things, if not the full three, to be encouraged in our daily life, to encourage to read the Word of God, to encourage to be prayerful, to be encouraged to think about others. Be encouraged to encourage. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much, Craig. Maddie, I know you're encouraged. I can see that grin all over your face. That's so good. I just want to thank you, Craig. Is that I don't think any of us out there can ever get enough encouragement. It's one of those beautiful things that it just cannot be outdone. For this service today, we're going to have some songs now. I just encourage you in it as we're having these songs that find things in your heart. Whatever you put in the search bar, you'll find. All right? Is that if you put a topic in the search bar, that's what you'll find. I encourage you today to look in your heart for the gratefulness, be encouraged by Craig's word, but for the being grateful. And as we worship God now in these next few songs, just to allow that to become the focus of what you're acknowledging God for today.